This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Beginner's Roadmap to Team Synergy, First Steps for Individual Contributors. Six practical frameworks that help you build real team synergy from day one. In short, this article covers six practical frameworks that help individual contributors build genuine team synergy from their very first weeks on a team. The check-in contract, a simple tool for making your commitments visible and reliable. The contribution signal, a method for showing the team what you bring without self-promotion. The feedback bridge, a framework for giving and receiving feedback that strengthens collective effort. Definition: team synergy is the condition where a group of people produces results that none of them could achieve alone through consistent communication, shared trust, and coordinated effort. It is not a personality trait or a lucky accident. It is a skill set any contributor can learn. You had good intentions. You joined the team. You worked hard. You delivered your part. But somewhere along the way, the pieces stopped fitting together. Your colleagues were working in parallel, not in concert. Meetings felt like status updates rather than genuine exchange. And the team synergy you expected to develop naturally never quite arrived. Here is what I have learned after 6 decades of watching people work together well, and badly good intentions are not enough. Without a structure to guide your communication under pressure, you will default to old habits. You will go quiet when you should speak. You will speak when you should listen. You will assume others know what you're thinking, because in your head it seemed obvious. Frameworks exist to break that pattern, not because they are clever, because they give you something to reach for in the moment where instinct fails you. In this article, you will learn 6 frameworks that give you a reliable structure for building team synergy in almost any situation you will face as an individual contributor. Before you read further, you may also want to ground yourself in what team synergy actually is and why it matters, because the frameworks here will land better with that foundation in place. Why structure matters more than most people think. Most people believe communication is about personality. Either you are naturally collaborative or you are not. I have spent a long time proving that belief wrong. Communication is not about who you are by nature. It is about what you do under pressure. And under pressure, structure is the difference between a useful response and a regrettable one. There are moments in every team's life where the absence of a framework costs everyone. When you receive unexpected feedback in front of others, without a method for receiving input, most people either defend immediately or go silent. Neither helps the team. When two teammates are pulling in different directions on a shared task, without a framework for naming the disagreement and finding common ground, the tension quietly grows until it becomes a problem no one wants to touch. When a project stalls and no one wants to name the reason, a clear communication framework gives people permission to say the hard thing without it feeling like an attack. When you have something to contribute, but are not sure how to raise it, structure gives you a starting point instead of a blank page. When trust is thin, because the team is new, reliable, consistent communication behavior builds trust faster than any team building exercise. The frameworks in this article give you that structure. Use them until they become instinct. Framework 1. The check-in contract. Name and plain language summary. The check-in contract is a simple personal commitment tool. Before any shared task begins, you name what you will do, by when, and what you will say if something changes. What it is designed for. This framework addresses the single most common cause of poor team synergy: invisible commitments. When no one knows what anyone else is actually responsible for, coordination becomes guesswork. How it works. Number 1. Name your commitment clearly. Before a task begins, state out loud or in writing exactly what you will deliver and when. Vague language like "I will handle the intro" is not a commitment. "I will have a first draft of the introduction ready by Thursday at noon" is. Example: "I will pull together the customer data summary by end of day Wednesday." Number 2. Name your hand of point. Identify who receives your output and what format it will be in. This closes the gap between your work and the next person's. Example: "I will send it to Maria as a shared document she can edit directly." Number 3. Name your update trigger. Decide in advance what will prompt you to communicate if things shift. If the deadline looks uncertain, when will you say so? Example: "If I'm not on track by Tuesday afternoon, I will flag it then, not Wednesday." When to use it. Use this framework at the start of any collaborative task, especially in new teams or when working with people you do not yet know well. The earlier you establish clear commitments, the less time you spend recovering from missed ones. When not to use it. This framework is not necessary for solo tasks with no dependencies. It adds friction in situations where a quick, informal agreement is enough. A quick example in practice. During a kickoff conversation for a report, instead of nodding and walking away, you say, I will gather the usage stats and have them in our shared folder by Thursday at noon. I will send a message to the group when they are ready. If something comes up before then, I will let you know by Wednesday so we can adjust. That is a check-in contract in three sentences. Eamon's take. I have watched more projects collapse from invisible commitments than from lack of skill. This framework costs you 30 seconds and earns you a reputation for reliability. Framework 2. The contribution signal. Name and plain language summary. The contribution signal is a method for making your work and thinking visible to the team without self-promotion. It is the difference between being seen as a contributor and being overlooked entirely. What it is designed for. This framework addresses the common situation where a team member does excellent work that no one knows about, or where an individual holds back a good idea because they are not sure how to raise it without seeming arrogant. How it works. Number 1. Connect your input to the team's goal. Before sharing an idea or update, name the connection explicitly. Do not assume others can see it. Example. I want to share something that I think could help us move faster on the onboarding problem. Number 2. State what you have done, not how hard you worked. The team cares about outcomes and contributions, not effort. Name the output clearly. Example. I ran the numbers from last quarter and found a pattern that might change our approach. Number 3. Invite a response. Do not just drop information. Ask for a reaction. This shifts you from broadcaster to collaborator. Example. Does this match what others are seeing? Or am I missing context? When to use it? Use this framework in team meetings, project check-ins, or any moment where your work or thinking is relevant, but not yet visible. It is especially useful in the first weeks on a new team, when not to use it. Avoid it when the conversation is already moving at speed, and a formal signal would interrupt the flow. Read the room. A quick example in practice. In a team check-in, instead of waiting to be asked, you say, one thing I noticed this week, our response time drops sharply on Friday afternoons. I am not sure if that is a capacity issue or a process one, but it seems worth naming. Should we look at it? You have contributed a real observation, connected it to a shared concern, and opened a door for the team to walk through. Eamon's take. The people who advance in teams are not always the loudest. They're the ones who make their thinking visible at the right moment. This framework is how you do that with confidence. Framework 3. The feedback bridge. Name and plain language summary. The feedback bridge is a two-part structure for giving feedback that strengthens working relationships rather than damaging them. It names what you observed and then connects it to a specific outcome. What it is designed for. This framework is built for the moments when you need to raise a concern with a teammate without making it personal. It is one of the most practical tools for building team synergy through honest communication. For a deeper look at giving feedback well, see how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it. How it works. Number 1. Name the specific behavior or event. Not a character assessment. Not a pattern. One specific, observable moment. Example. In yesterday's meeting, the handoff process wasn't discussed before we closed. Number 2. Name the impact on shared work. Connect the behavior to a consequence the team cares about. Keep it factual, not emotional. Example. It meant the next team was waiting without knowing who to contact. Number 3. Invite a solution together. Do not prescribe the fix. Ask for it. This turns a correction into a collaboration. Example. What do you think we should do differently next time? When to use it? Use this framework as soon as possible after the event, while details are fresh. It works best in one-on-one conversations, not in group settings where the other person may feel cornered. When not to use it. Do not use this framework when emotions are very high, yours or theirs. Wait until both of you can think clearly. A good framework used at the wrong moment can still make things worse. A quick example in practice. You say, I wanted to mention something from the project handoff on Tuesday. The brief did not include the file access details, and our side spent about 2 hours tracking them down. I do not think that was intentional, but it cost us real time. Could we agree on a checklist for handoffs going forward? That is the feedback bridge, used with respect and clarity. Eamon's take. Feedback is one of the hardest things to give well. This framework does not make it easy, but it makes it possible. That is enough. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Eat Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Framework 4. The Listening Loop. Name and Plain Language Summary. The listening loop is a method for active listening that ensures the other person feels genuinely heard before you respond. It has three moves: receive, reflect, respond. What it is designed for. This framework addresses the most common breakdown in team communication: people listening to respond rather than listening to understand. It is particularly important during disagreements or when trust is still being built. The role of emotional intelligence in team synergy explores why this kind of attentiveness matters so deeply. How it works. Number 1. Receive without interrupting. Let the other person finish completely. Resist the pull to jump in with your own point. Stay present and watch for what they are not saying as much as what they are. Example. You stay quiet until your colleague finishes describing the problem, even when you already know your answer. Number 2. Reflect what you heard. Before you respond with your own view, paraphrase what they said. This is not agreement. It is confirmation. Example. What I'm hearing is that the timeline feels unrealistic given the resources we have. Is that right? Number 3. Respond to what was actually said. Now that you know you understood correctly, offer your own perspective or question. Example. Given that, I think we need to bring this to the group rather than trying to solve it between the two of us. When to use it. Use this framework whenever the stakes are higher than routine. Disagreements, performance conversations, and moments of confusion all benefit from this structure. When not to use it. In fast-moving, practical exchanges, where decisions are simple, the listening loop can slow things down unnecessarily. Save it for the moments that matter. A quick example in practice. A teammate says they are frustrated with how tasks are being assigned. Instead of defending the system immediately, you say, "So if I understand you right, you feel like you're being handed the less visible work even though your skills could be used differently. Is that it?" They confirm. Now you respond to the real concern, not the one you assumed they had. Eamon's take. In 60 years, the most respected people I have known in any team were not the best talkers. They were the best listeners. This framework teaches you to listen in a way that others can actually feel. Framework 5. The stand-up signal. Name and plain language summary. The stand-up signal is a compact daily communication framework for team synergy check-ins. It keeps your updates brief, relevant, and focused on shared goals rather than individual task lists. What it is designed for. This framework is designed for daily or weekly team meetings, particularly stand-up style formats, where time is short and the team needs to stay aligned without burning an hour. For a full guide on using this format well, see how to use daily stand-up meetings to actively build team synergy over time. How it works. Number 1. Name where you are. One sentence on the status of your current task, framed around the team's goal, not your personal to-do list. Example. The draft is finished and ready for review. Number 2. Name where you are going. One sentence on your next step and when it will happen. Example. I will start the revisions once I have feedback, ideally by Thursday. Number 3. Name what you need. If anything is blocking you requires input from the team, say it now. If nothing is needed, say that too. Example. I do not have any blockers right now, but I could use a second pair of eyes on the data section if anyone has 15 minutes. When to use it. Use this framework in any recurring team check-in. It is especially effective when a team is new and still working out how to communicate efficiently together. When not to use it. This framework is not built for complex problem-solving conversations. If a topic needs real discussion, it deserves a dedicated conversation, not a stand-up slot. A quick example in practice. The client research is done. Next, I will build the slide outline and have a draft to the group by Friday morning. The one thing I need is confirmation on which data points we are prioritizing, because I have 3 candidates and room for 2. 3 sentences. Everything the team needs. Nothing it does not. Eamon's take. The quality of a stand-up is determined by whether people leave it feeling aligned or uncertain. This framework keeps you on the right side of that line. Framework 6. The Trust Deposit. Name and plain language summary. The trust deposit is a framework for building team synergy over time through small, repeated actions that demonstrate reliability and genuine regard for others. It is less a single conversation tool and more a daily practice. What it is designed for. This framework addresses the slow erosion of team cohesion that happens when people stop noticing each other's contributions and start treating the team as a transaction. What psychological safety is and how it drives team synergy speaks directly to the conditions this framework helps create. How it works. Number 1. Acknowledge contributions specifically. When a teammate does something well, name it precisely. Vague praise feels hollow. Specific recognition feels real. Example, the way you framed the client concern in the meeting made it much easier for everyone to understand the stakes. Number 2. Follow through on small promises. Every time you say you will do something, and then do it, you make a deposit into the trust account. Every missed small commitment makes a withdrawal. Example, if you say you will send a document by noon, send it by noon. Number 3. Repair quickly when you fall short. Mistakes are not the problem. Unacknowledged mistakes are. Name the shortfall and say what you will do differently. Example, I missed the deadline I set for myself. I am sorry for the delay. It will be with you within the hour. When to use it. This framework operates continuously, not just in high-stakes moments. The deposits you make in ordinary moments are what fund the goodwill you need when things get hard. When not to use it. You can overdo acknowledgement if it becomes formulaic. If every small action earns a compliment, the value of recognition erodes. Be genuine, not systematic. For understanding how feedback loop support is practice, see how feedback loops boost team synergy. A quick example in practice. On a Monday, you notice a colleague covered a question in a meeting that was really your area. You say nothing in the meeting. Afterward, you find them and say, you handled that cleanly. I should have been across it, and I wasn't. Thank you. That is a trust deposit, and an honest repair in 3 sentences. Eamon's take. Trust is built in the ordinary moments, not the dramatic ones. This framework is a reminder to treat every interaction as a chance to either earn it or lose it. How to choose the right team synergy framework for your situation. Knowing the frameworks is only half the work. Knowing which one to reach for in the moment is the other half. Situation best framework. Starting a new shared task with unclear responsibilities check-in contract. You have something to contribute, but no one has asked contribution signal. A teammate's behavior is affecting the team's work feedback bridge. A conversation is getting tense or misaligned listening loop. A recurring team check-in is drifting into an efficiency stand-up signal. Trust feels thin on a new or struggling team trust deposit. You made a commitment you did not keep trust deposit combined with check-in contract. Sometimes two frameworks genuinely apply. If a conversation involves both a missed commitment and a need to restore trust, use the check-in contract to address the task side and the trust deposit to address the relationship side. They are not mutually exclusive. If you are working on team-wide patterns rather than individual moments, the GROW method for turning team feedback into a synergy improvement plan gives you a broader structure to work within. When in doubt, start with the simplest framework. Complexity is not strength. Common mistakes when using these frameworks. Frameworks only work when you use them with discipline, not as a script you cite to get through an awkward moment. Using a framework as a performance rather than a practice. If you run through the feedback bridge without genuinely caring about the outcome, the other person will sense it. The framework gives you structure. You still have to bring the honesty. Choosing the wrong framework for the moment. The stand-up signal is for routine alignment, not for resolving a serious disagreement. Applying a quick update format to a complex problem will leave people feeling unheard. Skipping the framework under pressure precisely when you need it most. The moment things get tense is the moment most people abandon structure and speak from impulse. That is the moment the framework earns its keep. Stay with it. Treating the framework as a one-time fix. The trust deposit is not something you do once. The check-in contract is not something you use on the first project and forget. These frameworks work because of repetition, not because of a single impressive application. Waiting until you are confident before starting. You will not feel confident the first time you use any of these. Use them before you feel ready. Confidence comes after practice, not before it. A framework used badly is still better than no framework, but a framework used well is a genuine advantage. How to start using these frameworks today? Do not try to master all of these at once. That is a reliable path to using none of them well. Number 1. Pick one framework for this week. Choose the one that addresses the problem you face most often. If commitments keep slipping through the cracks, start with the check-in contract. If trust feels low, start with the trust deposit. One framework practiced seriously is worth six frameworks understood theoretically. Number two, name a specific situation where you will use it. Do not wait for the right moment to appear. Choose a meeting, a task, a conversation you already know is coming this week. That is your practice ground. Number three, review how it went at the end of the day. Not a formal debrief. Just 30 seconds to ask yourself, did I use the framework? What happened? And what would I do differently? This reflection is where the learning actually takes place. Number four, add a second framework in week two. Once the first one starts to feel natural, introduce one more. Build your collection the way you would build any skill set steadily, with attention, without rushing. Frameworks are tools. The more you use them, the less you have to think about them. Key takeaways. Here is what to carry with you from this article. Team synergy is not a group personality trait. It is the result of specific communication, behaviors practiced consistently over time. As an individual contributor, you do not need a title or formal authority to build collective momentum. You need reliable habits. The check-in contract prevents the invisible commitment problem that quietly destroys most team coordination. The listening loop is the most underused skill in every workplace. Practicing it will change how your colleagues experience you. Trust is built in the ordinary moments, not just the critical ones. Every follow-through and every genuine repair matters. Start with one framework. Use it until it becomes instinct. Then add the next. To build on what you've learned here, explore how feedback loops affect long-term team synergy and consider reading about psychological safety as the foundation beneath every framework. Both articles will deepen the practice you're starting now. Building team synergy is not a gift some people are born with. It is a practice any person can choose to begin today. Frequently asked questions. What is team synergy and why does it matter for new contributors? Team synergy is what happens when a group produces better results together than any member could alone. For new contributors, it matters because your early habits shape how the team sees you. Build the right ones, and you become someone people want to work with. How do you build team synergy as an individual contributor? You build team synergy by showing up consistently, communicating clearly, and making your work visible to others. You do not need a leadership title. Small actions like asking good questions, following through on commitments, and acknowledging others create the conditions for genuine collaboration. What are the first steps to improving team synergy at work? Start by listening more than you speak, naming your commitments clearly, and following through every time. These three actions build the trust that team synergy depends on. Most people skip the basics and wonder why their team does not gel. How does psychological safety connect to team synergy? Psychological safety is the foundation that team synergy grows on. When people feel safe to speak up, ask questions, and admit mistakes, honest communication becomes possible. Without it, teams perform cautiously and individually rather than boldly and collectively. Can one person improve team synergy without the whole team changing? Yes, one person who communicates clearly, follows through reliably, and responds to others with genuine attention will shift the tone of the whole team over time. Team synergy does not require everyone to change at once. It requires someone to go first. How long does it take to build strong team synergy? You can begin to feel the early signs of team synergy within a few weeks of consistent effort. Deep, resilient collaboration takes months of repeated practice. The frameworks in this article are designed to give you early wins while building towards something that lasts. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Slate Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.